This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
84 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. A new world order can emerge.
They took the babies out of incubators. Incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. Kuwait, a member of the Arab League and a member of the United Nations, was crushed. Its people brutalized. 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined.
And that was 28 years ago. And now George Herbert Walker Bush, whose father was the head Nazi in the United States, almost brought down the country with Hitler. The man who helped give China a one-sided trade deal that has deindustrialized this nation. The man who promoted the whole Rockefeller Carnegie Endowment Project for world government and helped shut down the industry in this nation. The man who said the NRA should be shut down. The anti-gun Democrat. Open borders Democrat masquerading as a conservative, as a nationalist, is dead. But that isn't stopping the corporate media from worshiping him in just a disgusting fashion like they did John McCain. Well, I am not going to sit here and lie about George H.W. Bush. He was not an American. He was a globalist. And he ordered U.S. and Russian munitions that had been sold to Saddam Hussein at more than 100 sites like Kamiseya to be detonated and destroyed in place, knowing that it would rain down chemical weapons that would precipitate out in the brainstem and cause hundreds of thousands of the troops to die. The casualties of Gulf War I, where they claimed only a few hundred people died on our side, is a lie. The casualties are now estimated, with top experts I've had, like Dr. Doug Rocky from the Army and others, at 300,000+. And they would deny care to those soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors, because this man was a monster. An absolute America-hating monster with every fiber of his being. A globalist selling this country out. We're all supposed to forget about that and have him be rehabilitated now. Have him be rehabilitated now. No, ladies and gentlemen, George Herbert Walker Bush presided over the attempt to wreck this country, to run it into the rocks, and help parlay our power into the monster that we now face, Communist China. He was a David Rockefeller protege. He was a Rockefeller Republican, which means basically the Clintons. And he helped create the Clintons. That was all a ruse in 1992. He worked for them. They for he. And later, of course, I told you that 20-something years ago, they basically admitted it, that they were all family. All family. You know, it's fitting that Clintons can't even get 1,000 people to come see them speak now all over the country in their tour. And there was the headline in the New York Times, it's curtains for the Clintons. So these old rotting trees of globalism are all kind of blew over in the windstorm that's sweeping the world. Oh, and in Spain, Right-wing nationalists just won a big election. So the good news is globalism's dead, and it's just now figuring it out.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
George Herbert Walker Bush's pedigree of globalism, of the Trilateral Commission, of the CFR working against this country is the most thoroughbred I've ever seen. He came very close to destroying this country. And he still may be successful from the grave. But one thing the New York Times and CNN got right, and many others, Washington Post, they all had similar headlines, similar PR, when George Herbert Walker Bush died Friday, was that Donald J. Trump and George Herbert Walker Bush are totally different men. Complete opposites. That's right. One is for world government, unelected, unaccountable. One helps sell us out to communist China. One is totally for this nation. And in less than 2 years, had the country almost turned around until the Federal Reserve raised interest rates on purpose to scuttle, to wreck the recovery. And you go over the anti-gun, open border promotion of George Herbert Walker Bush, or his father being the top Nazi in the U.S. on record. And it really is flabbergasting to think about how they set this country on course to be completely sold out and deindustrialized, the Chi-Coms. I mean, he was the U.S. ambassador that got the deal done. He was the head of the CIA that set it all up. He's the guy that shipped the narcotics into the country. If it's bad, if it's evil, it was George Herbert Walker Bush had his hands all over it. Ronald Reagan hated him. We could play the clips. We've played them before. Ronald Reagan talks about how bad George Herbert Walker Bush is. Ronald Reagan talks about George Herbert Walker Bush and the Trilateral Commission and how he wants world government. That was on the campaign trail in 1979, 1980. Then they told Reagan at the convention, you're not going to get the nomination if you don't put George Herbert Walker Bush in. And then a good family friend, John Hinckley Jr., best friends with the family, CIA, goes and two nights after meeting with the Bushes, Denver Post reported, and shoots Ronald Reagan. And Nancy Reagan would not even talk to the Bushes after that point. Would not even talk to them, and Reagan, except for photo ops, stopped having him even in the room with him. Oh, yeah. I know folks that know the Reagans very closely, and I remember I was told this by some sources before it ever came out, and the letters were released a few years ago, of John F. Kennedy's wife saying that she knew LBJ had ordered her husband killed. Well, it's the same thing with Nancy. I know people that had conversations with her before she died. I'm not at liberty to say their names. But, you know, we get some big info here. Like when Matt Drudge came and laid out the whole internet censorship plan, Supreme Court justice told him. We get some hardcore folks here on the air and off the air. And Nancy Reagan, well, it's on record she hated the Bushes and wouldn't talk to them. after Ronnie was shot. But I'm not going to sit here and celebrate these thugs. Everybody else is scared of them, and I'm not whistling past the graveyard. I'm not trying to stick my head in a lion's mouth for no reason. For my children and your children have a future, we've got to stop worshiping these globalists and letting the mainstream media put a cherry and some whipped cream and nuts on top of the big, giant, stinking pile of feces these people crapped on us. No amount of perfume dumped onto a latrine to an open sewer is going to fix it. Now, speaking of folks connected to the president, he's coming on later during the broadcast, our own Roger Stone. Trump tweeted this out today. I will never testify against Trump. This statement was recently made by Roger Stone, essentially stating that he will not be forced by a rogue and out-of-control prosecutor to make up lies and stories about President Trump. Nice to know that some people still have guts.
And where is the crime? I engaged in politics. My purpose was to take a tip, which I thought to be solid, and then after that to follow the WikiLeaks Twitter feed and set a Google News alert for Julian Assange and use Twitter to hype as much voter and media attention to the disclosures when they came as politics. You were in this business once. That's called politics.
You're proud.
And Roger has said this here over and over again, and in private to me. He can't say anything about the president because there's nothing. There's no Russiagate. There's no nothing. There's nothing but us trying to talk to Julian Assange. Believe me, I don't want to be in the middle of this, but we've confirmed from dozens of people, that about a third of the questions are about yours truly. There's not even any reason to ask questions about me. I'm on record that Julian Assange would never give us the time of day, but would go on Fox, CNN, New York Times, BBC, constantly, until I called him Hillary Clinton's corruption protector. I had a more disgusting name for it, but you've all heard the funny story about the big fat elephant and the cork in its rear end and the monkey that pulls it out. But I called him Hillary Clinton's butt plug. And what I meant was, is let's get all the dirt on her out now. Let's go. He wanted to wait until October. And maybe he was right. I was worried they were going to shut him down before then. And I think Julian Assange is a hero. But boy, we've been defending him, saying he deserves a pardon. Nobody else is. All those mainstream media people that he went and talked to, and he leaked stuff to through his lawyers, are any of them getting investigated for Russia stuff? No. It's those of us that were beating down his door, and the door stayed shut and completely silent. But we were able, because we're not idiots, to go reverse engineer what would probably be in Hillary's Foundation emails, because these were bigger than breadcrumbs. These were bread trucks. These were bakeries, each one, of all the Reuters, AP, New York Times, used to do summer reporting, and they had her Hillary's Uranium One problem, Hillary's Russia problem. Hillary took 20-something million, gave him 25% of the uranium. Mueller was on the tarmac. This was all in the news years ago, before it became a campaign issue. And so, yes, we are the ones that popularized all that. That's why we're really in trouble, is because we stood up for America, we restored the republic, the economy started to turn around. That would make us folk heroes. That would make America have a new culture and celebrate its rebirth of Americana from the culture of death and hating ourselves back to the future, the Renaissance. But they can't have that. So they have to demonize me. They have to demonize Trump. They have to demonize Roger Stone. They have to demonize Dr. Corsi. They have to demonize the independent press. They have to call us fake news. And, oh, we're the Russians. Because they're the globalists that say America was never great. We'll never be that great. And there's all these new statements by Democrats. I can't even keep track of them. There's videos on InfoWars.com today with all these Democrat Congress people and CNN hosts and saying America sucks and America's over and America's already peaked. That was Fareed Zakaria today, that Bill Bilderberg globalist. Their culture is hating America. That's the globalist culture. And it makes me sick. It really does. That then they can turn around and point at us, who are totally pro-America, pro-First Amendment, pro-private property, pro-gun, pro-religious freedom, pro-sovereignty, pro-constitutional government, absolute flaming Americana believers. I mean, we are on fire. And then what do the outside globalists do? Out of one side of their mouth, they say they hate the country and then actively try to run it in the ground and bankrupt it and kill the recovery. Now, the other side, they point at us and say we are the traitors? Man, if the public buys that, they're really stupid. But you see why they're doing it? Because they're the outsiders. They're the traitors. They're the enemies. We've got a ton of news. France is on fire. Macron may declare martial law. More nationalists getting elected everywhere. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us and spread the word.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have been with, shouldn't you?
They've got groups of individuals showing up to take photos and wave and cheer for the body of George H.W. Bush being flown to Lyon State in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. They're supposed to shut the part of the government down. They're going to shut the stock market down in honor of this individual who tried to completely destroy the country's economy, sign it over to China, help sell the nation out, tried to prop up the old Soviet Union, tried to keep oligarchs in charge over there. That's all been confirmed. He did everything he could to keep the New World Order going. And that's a New World Order where the United States did not have sovereignty. He signed on to the UNESCO Global Biological Diversity Treaty, the carbon tax treaties, all of it in 1992. Congress didn't ratify any of it, but it shows the damage this individual did. So they get these tight little throngs of bureaucrats and minions of the Bushes out there to make it look like he's a rock star. But notice how close, if you're watching on TV, the camera shot is. That's because it's not a very big crowd of people. And there he goes, taking off out of Houston. We're going to play at the end of this segment. This is a short clip of him lying about babies in incubators that were never killed, that didn't exist. That's confirmed. They admit the babies in incubators, 1990, never happened. He told Saddam Hussein, through April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, to go ahead and invade Kuwait. Saddam had taken the order put in by the CIA in 79. He'd taken the order in 82 to start the Iraq-Iran war, or the Iran-Iraq war that killed several million Iranians, and 600,000 or so, if memory serves, folks there on the Iraqi side. And then Saddam wanted his $30 billion in debt forgiven because he'd done it for the United States. And they said, nope, because they were globalists, and they set him up to then destabilize the region. And now it's far worse off today. And that's just some of the legacy of this guy. We see a new world order coming into view, where nation states are subservient to the United Nations, founders' dreams. And back then, we'd point out, hey, the New World Order is bad. We don't want it. And they go, there's no New World Order. No one wants world government. We're like, well, George Herbert Walker Bush writes books about it. So that's what's crazy about this. Now, I don't want to spend all day on Bush, so I'm going to be done talking about him here in a few minutes. And we have a bunch of guests coming up. Today, obviously, there's so much to get to. Stuart Rhodes is going to be down on the border. He's the founder of Oath Keepers. He's got an exclusive announcement for us. He'll be in studio tomorrow. Owen Benjamin, always doing a great job, will be hosting the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone with the War Room today. I want to get into the huge situation unfolding in France, especially, and why it's a bellwether for what's going to happen around the rest of the world. We're also going to look at the attempts of the Federal Reserve to plunge our economy and how this is real treason. Also, the census confirms 63% of non-citizens on welfare, 4.6 million households. That's what it's designed to do, is bankrupt the nation. That is all coming up. But first, let me make this really big and exciting announcement. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this limited run shirt that the crew had the idea to do because there's a popular saying on the internet, we're all Alex Jones, don't censor me, and it's got the Gadsden coiled snake. Instead of don't tread on me or won't tread on me, it says, we're all Alex Jones, don't censor me. It's a very soft, nice fabric, black on white t-shirt. It is absolutely free at InfoWarsStore.com with any purchase. That means one tube of toothpaste, fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified, super blue. Or a water filtration system. Or you buy another t-shirt, you get this one free. And there's store-wide free shipping. And there's 50 to 75% off across the board on thousands of items. 50% is the lowest special. 75% is the highest. We are selling all of our inventory out to go leaner and meaner into the new year, because you've seen how Soros and the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, trying to take our payment processors, trying to shut us down. So this way you don't battle the crowds, you don't battle the traffic. You get hands down the best deals we've ever offered on best-selling items that would still probably sell out some of the stuff we've got by February or so. No, I'm selling the entire warehouse right here in Austin, Texas out by the end of this year, and we're online to do it. So everything's for sale. Some things are about to sell out. Some things have already sold out. We still have, I'd say, 90% of our different items. But in the next few days, obviously, those numbers are going to start going down. But right now, it's all there. X3, X2, Bodies, Ultimate, Turmeric Formula. But let me say that again. You get store-wide free shipping, 50 75% off, double Patriot points on your next order. So instead of 5% on each dollar, you get 10 cents on every dollar. This is insane. And this free t-shirt. Now, they printed 5,000 of these up. So that means by the end of this week, because Christmas sales are always heavy, these shirts will be sold out. This is a limited edition. We're all Alex Jones, don't censor me. And then it'll be a new shirt that will be the free gift that you get with it. It'll be another one of these great shirts we've got. But they're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So you cannot beat this deal. This is way above even the specials I've been running the last 2 months that have already been our biggest ever. So take advantage of it. Help us fund ourselves into next year. Try some of the great products you've never tried. Try Alpha Power. Try Brain Force. Try X3. Try Super Male and Super Female Vitality, which is incredibly high quality, cold-pressed herbs, 5-star ratings. We've had it out for 4 years. I'm discontinuing it because it's so expensive for us to make. It's so proprietary where we get it from Utah, one of the biggest firms out there. And I'm just done. So that's it for Super Male Vitality. Super Female Vitality, it's amazing. If you want it, it's there. Alpha Power is organic. It's a similar formula. It's even stronger. But it's not cold-pressed, so some people like Super Male, Super Female Vitality more. Alpha Power is amazing, and it costs a fraction of what Super Male, Super Female do. But right now, they're 50% off, and there's just a bunch of other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would just encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com. For the next 12 days, the unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale launches today. 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, exclusive 24-hour specials, and get a free t-shirt, limited edition, with every order. You cannot beat the deal. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement page. We'll be back. That's my plug for the hour. Thank you for joining us. Please promote our local radio affiliates. It is so vital that if you're listening to us in California or Texas or New York, however you're listening, remember, you're the only person that can get past the censors. So tell people about that local radio station, about that local TV station, and tell folks about their local URL as well. Word of mouth is king in this fight.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This country is fighting for its It's Life. The show is every other nation on this planet. Many nations are run by horrible communist dictatorships like Venezuela and North Korea and aren't worth fighting for because they're corrupt beyond imagination. But still, you want the people to be free and you hope they can get out from under the strangling weight of the evil. But you look at America and its history and all of our resources and our cultural ideals and how it's under attack scientifically, it's worth fighting for, and it should be easy to promote freedom and sovereignty and financial opportunity that this country affords like no other. But instead, there's been a clear brainwashing, especially in the schools and universities, primary and secondary learning, to absolutely hate this country. And it's undeniable now, and it's the main cultural ethos. It is the main driving hymnal. It is the textbook. It is the blueprint. It is the roadmap. It is the compendium of their spirit to hate this nation. And when you come to that realization, I grew up, and I've talked about this a lot. I'm going to get to France right now. I grew up getting so sick of hearing about how great Texas was and pulling up at family members' houses and Texas flags all over the place and everybody got their guns out shooting them and they're never going to get our guns. And I like shooting the guns, don't get me wrong. I just, as a kid, thought, come on, this is a form of arrogance. This is a form of elitism. And then later I learned it was not that at all. These people had all been in the military or they'd all worked overseas. And they'd all been through the system, and they all knew, even then, there were people in our government, in our media, and in our universities that hated this country, and they understood the danger, and were always telling me about the danger. And so as soon as I grew up and experienced it in high school and college, I knew they were right. And I was like, why weren't you more on my ass? Good God, this is horrible. This is out of control. This is dangerous. And now I care so much, it just tortures the hell out of me. And I look at these slobs that don't care, and I just sometimes I envy them because they have no idea how much danger they and their families are in and how bad things have gotten. But things are good, too. People all over the world are waking up. I cannot overstate, you know, every election except ours 3 weeks ago, every election globally, unless it's Venezuela or the U.S., where there was total election fraud. And we know there was. We know that Trump won this referendum. People see right through it. All the internal polls show it. Trump's got double the polls Macron's got, but the press is praising Macron. And in Brazil, and in Chile, and in Greece, and in Spain, and in Catalonia, and in Italy, and in Germany, and in England, and in Scotland, and in Ireland, and UK-wide, everywhere. The socialists are now going, wait a minute, we're going to bring in tens of millions of people to be on welfare, to be a client group, and you're going to take my pension fund? And suddenly the socialists everywhere are joining the nationalist right-wingers. Game over. Because they were really socialist and really believed in socialism. They weren't Germany haters. They weren't French haters. They weren't Brazil haters. They weren't Spain haters. They weren't Italy haters. They just bought into the whole thing of the, you know, social net or whatever that's then been exploited. And so now, coalition governments have formed. You know who's on the side in England is the lefties that want to not be bankrupted with the right wingers. Then there's the big establishment right and establishment left that are together. And you don't help the poorest parts of Africa bringing the worst in, brainwashed by Islam. You don't help the worst parts of the Middle East bringing them in and then having them make you adopt their system. That's what happens. You know, just 5 years ago, they would deny that there were no go zones. Hell, just 3 years ago, we would send reporters to Paris. We would send reporters to other areas of Europe, and they would go into the no-go zones and show it. Now, they don't even deny it. Thousands of no-go zones in France. Thousands of no-go zones in Sweden. I mean, whole areas of cities, large parts of cities where there's not even plumbers going into them. The fire departments won't go in. There's no mail delivery. That's all over the news now. Because Islamic gangs will kill you. They've got hand grenades. They've got AK-47s. Those are all illegal in Sweden. Those are all illegal in Germany. It's harder to get a gun in Germany than almost anywhere in the world. So when we come back, I'm going to play some of the Macron clips of him getting hit in the head with an egg and Paris burning for 3 days and the police joining with the demonstrators, because these aren't your regular Islamic, you know, folks that never worked a day in their life wearing Puma jumpsuits, running around, you know, raping women or whatever. This is the French people are done because he just raised their gasoline prices by the equivalent of 30% or a dollar or so for us. It's already like $5.50, $6 equivalent here. They're in euros and liters. So now it's over $6 for carbon taxes to pay, guess who? The Rothschild Carbon Bank in London. And everybody knows he was a Rothschild sex toy at 13, literally. He was passed around as a sex toy. He comes from the main Rothschild Bank from nowhere. I mean, he was like 15, you know. And so their sex toy is now going to take tens of billions of French dollars, euros, money, and give it to the Rothschilds. Al Gore is involved, all of it. And so the French are going crazy right now. And Macron has got a 20% approval rating, even in their fake polls. But he wears little designer outfits. He's a little boy toy. Imagine what the globalists think when they look at him and like half the old men on the stage have had sex with him. I mean, and again, it's not the fact that he was, you know, he's an abused person, probably mind controlled. But the issue is that, you know, this woman gets him at 13, gets him in high society by 14, high society, pedophile society. They admit this. And he wears these little designer suits and he walks up there and this is some dude they bang the hell out of at orgies. I mean, this is their globalist joke. It's like Michael Obama. It's all a big joke in our face. And yes, I actually do believe what, Joan Rivers said. I'm serious, folks. It's all about throwing it in our face. Let's talk about George Herbert Walker Bush, though, who lied to get us in the Iraq War and wanted a new world order. Let's talk about that monster.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. A new world order can emerge.
They took the babies out of incubators.
And they had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. Kuwait, a member of the Arab League and a member of the United Nations, was crushed. Its people brutalized. 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war.
Because you told him to.
Tonight, the battle has been joined.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tonight, W is in hell.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody knows that for 2 years plus, I have not wanted to cover the Russiagate thing, even though I've been in the middle of it, because it's absolute total BS. It'd be like if I wanted to talk about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves for 2 years. I mean, it would get really old really fast. People ask me, like, you know, you're on the news all the time being implicated working for Russia, and I'm just like, it'd be like if I was implicated working for the Chinese or something, or Martians. What it does is make me angry. Every time I see Robert Mueller, I mean, it's just, it wouldn't be so bad if he was just corrupt trying to set me up because I'm a political winner, because we beat their butt politically. If he wasn't the actual traitor of the Russians, that's what really gets under my saddle, folks. I'm so sick of these people. Anyways, excuse me, I'm starting to think about how angry I get sometimes, and it makes me get angry. That's not a good place to be, because then I get exhausted later and can't finish my work throughout the day. Anger is not our friend, at least not normally. Let me get focused again, excuse me. I'm starting to get angry again. Because let me tell you, they try to destroy my life with this Russia crap behind the scenes. They put it, I have a perfect banking score, and they've got this secret Homeland Security designation that is going to have to be removed once this whole fake investigation's over, or that's how they sort of taken our banks away and stuff, is they put some Interpol crime watch thing on me. Our little friends in the deep state, when they're the criminals, it's just, oh. But hey, that's the global social score. It's coming for all of us, man. We've got to say no to this. People say, well, I'll just roll over to it, and then they'll leave me alone. No, then they'll get you for sure. We've got to have the instinct to fight back against this crap. But I'm digressing. Please don't show me Brennan. He makes me even madder than Mueller. Please. They're just such deep state jerks, man. Brennan was in the Communist Party and voted for the Communists twice and says he's still a communist and then is a Wahhabist who joined Islam. I mean, you imagine the type of America hater you've got to be for Obama for you to be Obama's favorite person. What type of sick cult are these people from? But again, they've all got inferiority complexes. Obama, Brennan, Mueller. If they can dominate America and crush it, it's like these guys that get trophy wives and then like treat them really bad and dominate them, and it's like a power trip how they treat their wives like such crap. I see it all the time. And it's like, you want to slap them upside the head. It just gets so old, man. Well, here's the deal. I'm not your bitch. You traitorous garbage. Bunch of scum strutting around acting powerful all day. Sick of you. And America will get this disease out of our bloodstream. One way or another. Sorry, I'm digressing. I meant to just say, I normally don't get into the Russia thing because it's a bunch of bull. But lately I have been because it's all coming to a big disgusting head. And Roger Stone will be joining us because there have been some very large developments that just look at the whole battle in the deep state itself, not just the fake Russia story, but all the fake spying, all the crimes they've committed, Trump taking the gloves off. There's been some huge developments on that front that we'll be looking at. I will never testify against Trump. This statement was recently made by Roger Stone, essentially stating that he will not be forced by a rogue and out-of-control prosecutor to make up lies and stories about President Trump. Nice to know that some people still have guts. That's the president today. And we're going to tie that into Mueller withheld details that would exonerate the president of having Kremlin back channel. But it's normal for a candidate to have some type of back channel if they're the nominee. It's not illegal. But it doesn't matter. They just act like if Trump even ever shakes hands with Putin, now that he's president, he's, oh my God, you saw him, they shook hands. Good God, don't let him talk alone in the room. It's treason. Trump is his own branch of government. He can do whatever he wants, and if we think it's treasonous, then we've got to have an impeachment. And then think, is Trump actually working against the interests of the United States? No, he's not. So that's coming up. But there's a bigger issue I'm going to raise next hour. And that's, it's all confirmed now that the interest rate hikes. I actually think maybe a quarter of a percent, half percent might have been needed because things were starting to really grow fast. And they've been too low for a while, but they only did that to prop up for Obama and to give the big banks their own free money. That money wasn't going to the general public. Well, now they've had seven raises. They're talking about five more. That is hurting the economy. And then they're talking down the economy to purposely kill it to make Trump look bad. And that's called economic sabotage. It's called warfare. And that ties into Macron and all of this because The French, what was it, 7-8 years ago, raised income tax on the middle class to 101%. And you say, wait a minute, how is it 101%? It actually clawed back old money that people saved, but then it turned out the EU heads and the French president at the time was paying no tax and was offshore. You go, well, that's so criminal, that's so brutal. Because everyone on the inside of the French globalist club does whatever they want. It's just anybody else that isn't part of the club, they come after you. What 101% tax means, if you aren't in the club, you're not doing business in France. And that's what carbon taxes are. These big companies get to waive them or pay them to themselves or do offsets. It's all scams. There's only four big global carbon trading groups. There's some sub ones, but Chicago, New York, London, Frankfurt, Tokyo, and these companies, owned by Al Gore and the Rothschilds and others, are set to make trillions of dollars. They have invested hundreds of billions of taxpayer money to prop it up. Yeah, there it is. Al Gore's $15 trillion carbon tax. That's just his proposal to Congress. I remember saying they want a carbon tax 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and they go, Jones is insane. He claims there's a plan for a world carbon tax and an EU army. He is dangerous and anti-Semitic. Now they're saying Benjamin Netanyahu's criticism of George Soros is anti-Semitic. No, I'm not kidding. I actually saw that last week. The guy that's anti-Israel and anti-Semitic is that evil creature, George Soros. But hey, when you spend $33 billion in just a few years on propaganda, you can buy a lot of people. Guess who you can't buy? Me. And by the way, people like me built civilization. You know, used to, folks, any good civilization had some good people in it who would stand for something, you know? That's why we're in so much trouble. The fact that I'm not for sale and a few other people aren't for sale, like people like Matt Drudge, Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu. It's such a religion to attack Benjamin Netanyahu. But Benjamin Netanyahu stands up for his country. And now he and his wife are being indicted. His wife's been indicted for over years, something like $100,000 is what it comes out to, having the government pay for state dinners at their house. They don't even have a White House. Israel's so frugal with their government. They're so underscored, which I think is classy. You know, the uniforms, all of it, the architecture is very understated. $100,000 over, was it 4 years, of chefs and food to have world leaders visit at his house? That's where they eat, and that's the crime? Is food? And again, I'm proud to defend Netanyahu. He's got his own problems. He's done corrupt stuff, all sorts of things in wars and deals and even work, you know, in the fight with Syria, and I thought that was wrong. But he's under attack by the globalists. He's under attack by Soros. That means the Rothschilds, because they want Israel for their grand design, and they want to break it up. Just like they want to break up America, just like they want to break up Spain, like they want to break up Japan. They want to break all our countries up to dominate us, and I'm sick of it. It's evil. To all the crazy people that hate Jews and make it their religion to hate them on the left and right, celebrating Netanyahu or Trump getting in trouble, you're idiots. The whole evil global media combine is trying to destroy any sovereign country. Does that mean Putin's perfect? No, but I admire him because he runs his country and stands up for his own people and is going against the grain and has the whole world coming after him. And that's the globalist big fear, is that countries like the UK and the US and Israel and Russia and Japan and South Korea, who want to have open free societies, who want to be free market, who want to live in peace, that we work together because we'll outproduce and outdevelop all the rest of these countries combined. And that's why we're under attack. And that's why they're trying to put Netanyahu in jail. And it's why they're trying to put me in jail. It's why they're trying to put Trump in jail. We're the men in the arena. They tried to kill Nigel Farage 7 times till he just said, my wife died. Running me off the road, cutting my brake lines, loosening my will thing, trying to poison me, crashing airplanes on my ass, I'm done. You understand, folks, this is a war. It's a war between nations and the globalists. Period. Choose which side you're on.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine,